Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to do another show with Instantaneous Healing. So we'd like you all just to be with us here and sit back and relax. With the Creation Light Shift, there's nothing for you to do. You just have to show up here. So if this is your first time on, click on to Creation Light Shift Healing and scroll down about maybe an inch and a half thereabouts. And you're going to find a beautiful light being that's in front of you on your monitor. And if you wish to join us on the fast chat, underneath the light being, it says in blue, fast chat, BBS fast chat. Just click on that, and it'll show up on the left-hand side of your monitor screen. And we'll be activating this beautiful light being during the show to help you with some healings tonight. And they also can do some room clearings, too. So we'll just see how this works out. It's very nice to have her activated. So, Sylvia, are you online tonight?
Yes, I am. Hi, and welcome, everyone, to tonight's broadcast. And if you've been with us, then you'll know that our topic this week is understanding the ascension process. And today's show is part two in this four-part series on the subject of ascension. And if you missed part one, or if you'd like to hear part one again, you can simply just go to the archives on BBS Radio, and you can hear it again in its entirety. But to get the night started, we'll actually begin with a review of the ascension process before we get into tonight's talk about ascension preparation. So to recap what we discussed on Monday, the ascension process, which is also known as the universal shift, is a process that occurs roughly about once every 2,000 years across the universe, where all conscious beings have the opportunity, if they choose, to shift or to ascend to a higher consciousness, transcending time and space and actually moving into a higher dimensional frequency of more love and light. And the Creation Light Shift is the aspect of creation that has this task, this enormous task of executing this universal shift and coordinating the whole thing. And it's here at this time in Earth's history to assist the Earth Spirit and all the sentient beings here in their ascension process. And this is a means for creation to kind of keep track of its creations and ensure that all beings that were created in the light actually remain in the light. And the last time that the Creation Light Shift came to us during a universal shift was when Jesus walked the earth. And he was actually here to prepare people for ascension. And at that time, although there were thousands of people that did ascend as a result of his mission, the bulk of the people were not really prepared for the shift. And so, consequently, the Earth Spirit chose not to ascend at that time out of compassion for the Earth's inhabitants. And unfortunately, there was darkness that was rampant at that time in history, and that kind of has continued to attach itself to the Earth. So with this upcoming shift, the Earth Spirit knows that it really has to make the shift, regardless of how many people are prepared to ascend. And as we were talking about on Monday, not only has it decided to go through with the ascension process, but it's decided that it's going to move out of the lower dimensions altogether and make this giant shift into the eighth dimension, as it no longer wishes to remain in dimensions of duality. So currently the Earth Spirit has created a complete spiritual blueprint for its beautiful new Earth, which we'll be discussing in detail on Saturday night's show, and hopefully actually going and seeing the blueprint too, which will be wonderful. Now, to understand the ascension preparation, it's vital to understand fully that the ascension process is not simply a change in consciousness on a spiritual level. The physical body is actually the vehicle for ascension. So in other words, the physical body, if it is sufficiently prepared and transformed into a light body, is completely capable of traveling to a higher dimension with the spirit consciousness integrated within it. So simply stated, this is the one time where you can take it with you, your body at least, and this process has often been referred to as everlasting or eternal life, and terms like heaven on earth have been used to describe the condition of life after the shift. Now, if this preparation is not done, the spirit would simply just move on without the body at the time of the ascension in the way that it normally would leave the body upon the dying process. So really, the gift of ascension is the opportunity to turn your body into a light body and take it with you to a higher frequency where it would exist in perfect health and wholeness in a whole new beautiful dimension. So the subject tonight that we're talking about is this whole process of this transformation. And in order for the physical body to be transformed by spirit into a light body and be capable of resonating with and holding these ascension frequencies, it first needs to be purified. And what that means is it needs to release all energy blockages and densities from the body so that it can heal and so it can integrate the spirit in the body 100%. And as Ron has told us many times, the spirit being created in love and light will not come into density, and therefore the density really must be cleared first from the body. And what density is the energy that's been trapped in the body by our own judgments and ego-based thoughts, but also by the thoughts and judgments of our ancestors, which are passed on to us by genetic imprinting. So the biggest challenge in preparing for the ascension is really just to release this emotional programming from the physical body, allowing for this integration of spirit and body to occur. And that brings us to our topic for tonight, which is how to go about releasing this programming from the body so that it can resonate with these higher energies of ascension that are coming into the planet right now that I'm sure all of you are experiencing in some way or another. So the whole concept of releasing our baggage or our past programming and judgments and so on is not really a new idea on this planet. If you look at, you know, Freudian analysis or various other healing modalities, religions, spiritual practices, all these things have been developed over the years for people to try to address these issues. And I'm sure you can relate to the fact that people spend a lot of years in therapy, one practice or another, a lot of investment in time and money trying to process and hash out their past. And oftentimes they don't even address the issues of previous lifetimes that may have still been affecting them now in their present life. And anybody who's embarked on a personal mission of clearing out their baggage has no doubt at some point thought to themselves that there really must be a faster way or a better way to do this, to release these blockages, but probably just didn't know where to find that better way. And that brings us to the subject of the divine light beings from the Creation Lightship and their ambassador, Ron Amatron. And Ron, if you haven't heard this already or haven't read it on his website, is actually conscious of living two lives at once. One as a light being doctor aboard the Creation Lightship, where he's able to bilocate at any time from his current life here on Earth, where he's come to educate people about the ascension process and act as the conduit or the go-between for the Creation Lightship healings. So now we come to the time in our broadcast where, in addition to talking about these healings, you can also participate in these beautiful live healing sessions if you wish to. And you can hear more about the healing process from Ron as well. And Ron, before you take us through a sample healing session, can you talk to us more in detail, specifically about the emotional clearings and how they differ, you know, from the traditional earth-based modalities for dealing with emotional pain and trauma?
Okay, yeah. Well, the Lightship only works in the now, and the Lightship only uses light energy. So whenever I work with someone on a one-on-one basis, or even on the phone right now, working with you in, say, cyberspace here on the Internet, all of you have light beings that are going to be working with you. Typically, you have at least three to maybe as many as six. And what happens is I connect with your energy, and the light beings then connect to me, and they pull up your whole database of your body. Everything that is known about your physical body is on the light ship. And then they clear away the densities instantly with our time. Their time is not really instant because, remember, all locations, all dimensions have time involved in them in order for those life forms to exist. So everything is in time, but we may not see them in time. But down here, it's almost instant to us. And it could be hours on their time doing this work for you. So it may sound like a very simple process down here, but believe me, it's very, very complicated. And it would be like having a book that's about 10 foot thick, full of, you know, pages that they're clearing away out of you during this process here. So what we're going to do first is an emotional clearing. We'll go back about four to five years in your life. Now, these healings are instantaneous. And the way you tell if you've had the healing or not is just look at your lifetime during these years that we cleared. And what you're going to notice is that the different situations in your life that you've dealt with will be very, very distant to you. So the light ship will never take away your experience of what you've experienced, but it will take away the trauma, which is what's preventing your spirit to be fully present with you. So this is a very important thing to realize, is that you're not necessarily brainwashed of your experience, just the trauma is released. Because remember, your spirit is here to help you, not to take away all the information too. So the healing works with your spirit. This healing here works with your emotional body and your physical body also. So what happens is the emotional body mirrors back to you the judgments that you're dealing with, which is from our ancestors. Remember, they have to come from somewhere. And so these energies come to you, and then at that point you start experiencing them. You bring people into your lives with similar issues because your body wants to get healed. And like I say, it's like going to a movie theater, a big cinema, and it's different movies, but they're the same plot with different actors. And eventually, when you do clear one of them out, then it goes to the next scene, so or next movie. So we're continuously working on ourselves. Remember, we've had a lot of lives in our physical bodies here with our genetics. So it doesn't matter if this is your first time here on this planet or you've been here for, 60,000 years or so. It doesn't make any difference because your body still has density in it. So this also clears away your spirit past lives too. So mainly what I work with is the physical body. That's the main thing here. And typically the spirit is almost always cleared after each incarnation. And so mainly you're dealing with body energies. So here we go. And the difference in this modality versus other ones that people use here, and even healings from the Galactic Federation, and they're here too to help people, the ones that are in the light. Not too many of them, but, the percentage is rising. So at some point, hopefully, they'll all be in the light. But until they get rid of their hierarchy of energies there and get into the true light energy, then at that point, they're still going to be kind of not giving us the full information and all the healings that they can possibly do. There's no reason to have a spiritual hierarchy. So here we go. And go from this point in time back to your last birthday. And we use the chakra system here just to indicate what we're doing. But the chakra system, along with being cleared, is only about 1% of the healing. So just trying to clear your chakras, your chakras yourself, it's not going to really produce the results that you're looking for. But it would help a little bit. But like I said, the light ship is doing this healing, and about 1% of what they're doing is the chakras. The other 99% is unknown to us. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we're going to go back one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So this healing is about 90% done approximately. If you do your whole lifetime, then it would be completely cleared away, 100%. So like I said before, just maybe close your eyes momentarily. Okay, so we just got disconnected momentarily, which is fine. That should give you plenty of time to experience this healing process. So again, just kind of look at the situation that you've dealt with. And you should be able to sense or see that your whole life has changed. If you look upon a situation, you're going to notice that it's no longer impinging upon your free will. You're not afraid any longer. You might have some more breathing room between the situation as you. And it'll look like somebody else's movie. So, again, just take a deep breath and breathe into it. And you'll notice that these energies have released and they're very distant from you. We'll do another healing, and this was the emotional healing. Now, some people may not deal with emotions, but they do deal with feelings. And so this is a very similar healing, like a different side of the coin here. So here we go. Sixth chakra for the feeling body. Cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, just kind of look at your energy system. This is not a mental exercise. Some people try to look at it mentally, and it doesn't. You won't have any effect mentally. Look at it emotionally. Look at it how your body feels energy. And you're going to find that by viewing something that happened to you in the past that you're going to have like a reprieve. Like, wow, I can look at it now, and you know it's not making my stomach get tense or get a knot in it. And this is how these healings work. So we're going to do one more here. We're going to do a pain body. Now, the pain body, remember, your spirit can't come into pain. It's only love energy. So if you're dealing with physical pain, let's say emotional pain, any kind of pain, but mainly just physical pain for this body clearing here, is going to leave you. So if you, for some reason, are in chronic pain, you may not have all of your spirit with you all the time. Or if maybe, you know, you feel fine now, but maybe you had an incident that happened maybe 10, 20 years ago. Maybe you had a car accident where you're in pain for maybe a few months in the hospital. That energy is still with you, and you have to go into the past to clear it. Remember, energy always recycles. It's always with you, and all you can do is change form on it. And this is what we're doing now, is changing the form so that you're not going to experience the pain, because your body is still hanging on to the pain. And what can happen, too, with pain or any of the other type of energies that the body deals with, it can be recycled over again. And so it could actually have a physical problem reoccur just out of the blue, like on an anniversary date. I have people call me up and they say, gee, Ron, you know, I was in a car wreck 5 years ago, and as soon as it gets about a week before that same day that my car wreck happened, I start kind of freaking out. I start getting pains in my body, maybe they had a broken shoulder, and they said my shoulder starts to kind of quiver and hurt. And then I get terrorized, and I don't live in that area any longer, but I'm just afraid of the situation. I get nightmares. Well, this is how your body is telling you that, yeah, you know, it has a memory of that date, and it wants to have these energies cleared. So here we go. This is your pain body. And this somehow, for some strange reason, works with psychic attacks also. I don't know how they put them together. But they know more than I do, so this also works with that. So here we go. From now to your last birthday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So you should be able to sense your body relaxing now if it was very tense, only because it was tense by holding on to the pain energy. And these healings always work from the present moment, because remember, you're in this moment, and it goes back in time. They never go from your initial, creation energy from when you were first born to now. They always go backwards to cover the energy, so it's very different. Same with the chakras. They go down in place of going up. So people would normally think, why don't you go from the first chakra and go up? Well, they just don't do it that way. So we'll do another clearing here. You're going to do a trauma clearing. And the trauma is for body energy, too, and it also works with our fluid system. And since our body is basically, I believe, around 70% water, any trauma that's in our body is being circulated. So we want to get rid of that, too. So here we go. Sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Just show up. The light beings do the work for you. No processing whatsoever. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so I'd like you all and I'll just to kind of sit back and I'll put some music on. And just kind of see how these healings have worked for you. And just relax and breathe into different situations in your life. You should feel very distant to them on an emotional feeling basis. Distant from you for these years, which is the way it should be. And it's like we have a question here from Ed. So yeah, the Creation Lightship has an insignia. He wanted to know what it kind of stood for. Well, it's probably what the Caduceus here was designed after, although they use snakes. Snakes are dark side energies that are brought down here from the dark side. That's one of their life forms. is a snake, but on the insignia for the lightship, this insignia is very beautiful, and it's showing DNA strands. They don't show all of them naturally, but that's going up the staff from bottom to top. Underneath is like the planet Earth. There could be many other planets, but this is what they use. And then the wings are just the high-frequency energies that's connecting to the universe. And this is how the staff is designed here. All the doctors have this insignia on their left pocket, just like we have our shirts on their lab coats. And it's also displayed just above their wrist on both hands. So this is what they use here to show us, you know, that they are a medical team in a sense. Although they don't use medicine, so I guess medical is not the proper word. They use energetic healing. And the light beings on the ship are all different races. If you remember on our last Saturday call, which you may want to go on to on the archives if you like, we brought in different energies. This is their first incarnation. So we brought in some of the life forms that we talk about here and other ones that we don't see here, and you are able to experience their beautiful love energy. Each one of those has their own flavor of consciousness, and then they'll be incarnated after the universal shift. So any other questions, Sylvia, that we can ask or answer here?
Yeah, we've got some good questions here. We've got a question about, besides listening to the show and getting sessions with you on the clearings, what can we do on our own to prepare for the ascension?
Well, the first thing is, the most important thing is to, you know, what I say, get the emotions cleared. So, if, for instance, you had a friend and they were wanting to do the ascension, but they didn't believe in the light ship, not even knowing what it was, or you had a hard time communicating to them, what you tell them to do then is, like I tell people, go to, you know, a shopping mall and just sit down and watch all the people go in front of you. And then say, okay, body, I'm here to help you heal, to release these blocked energies. Remember, there's only two energies. There's blocked energy and unblocked energy. And the blocked energy is density, which is judgment energy that's programmed and put into your body by the emotional density and your ancestors. So you want to get rid of those energies out of you. So just sit back and just start watching people and find out, you know, what they bring up to you. And you want to judge them. So you have to judge them in order to have the effect come forward to you. If you're psychic, you could ask your body or just tune into it and see maybe where that energy is being held. So whatever you find that you object to or that you like, it's the same process. Liking something is a judgment also. Just depends how you wish to look at it, okay? So some people only think that positive thoughts are good. Well, a positive thought and a negative thought, even though a positive thought might make the body feel better, it's still a judgment. You want to be in neutral. You want to be in the observation mode so that you're not carrying a judgment for anything, whether it be positive or negative. And so with energy, that's how you look at it. Plus is just as bad as minus, okay? And so what you want to do is look at somebody and just say, okay, body, what is coming up with this person? Maybe the person walked in and maybe that morning they got up late and maybe they wore two different types of socks. So you look at this person and you go, man, this guy's kind of weird, this girl. They're wearing maybe a pink sock and maybe a brown sock. And maybe they got dressed, you know, when they didn't have very much light in their room, so they just grabbed two pairs of socks. But who knows? But whatever it would be, you know, you look at that and go, man, I have a judgment on this here. It's because they don't fit or conform to society because they're looking different or strange. And remember, you have that inside of yourself. So you want to release it and just keep releasing it. And look for issues that are kind of common with all people. And it may be able to release the first time. I'd say typically not. It might take maybe 20 or 30 times. But after a while, you're going to find that when you see that person walking in again with two different color socks, it won't even faze you. And then at that point, the energy is released. So the releasing process is you're now conscious aware of something going on because the judgment got brought up into your awakening consciousness. And now what you do is ask your body to release the energy. It's that simple. You know, there's no real thing that you have to do. Just say, okay, body, I want to release this energy out of me, this judgment energy that deals with two different colored socks. You know, I don't know where it came from, but regardless, it came up, and I do relate to it on some level, and I want to get it out of you because it's going to kill you eventually, and it'll prevent me from ascending. And at that point, release the energy, and like I said, it may take more than one time, but eventually it'll be out of you. And then go to the next situation. And you might be able to do 100 of these in one day, and then go back the next day and do some more and keep doing it until you feel yourself getting lighter, because the baggage is actually weighting yourself down, taking away your life force energy because you're not getting it, because your spirit cannot and will not come into densities. So you're losing the healing ability of your spirit. Okay, what else do we have, Sylvia? And our time is getting running down here. We're over halfway through the show.
Well, let's see. We have a question that I think you answered by typing into the archives, but our listeners that aren't on the, on the fast chat, they might like to hear this also. And this is a question about, do we take our consciousness with us, our memory, when we ascend?
Yes, you will. You'll take everything with you. That's take your body with you, along with your memory. Like I said, remember, there's no judgment on your memories. So you're not taking traumas with you. You're going to remember how life was and how beautiful the planet used to be. And you may be able to see situations that you maybe don't want to re-experience, but they're still going to be with you. And, you know, it's all non-judgmental energy, so you can talk about it without getting upset or anything. So you might be able to tell someone else, you know, that, yeah, I was in this car accident. This car hit me, and, you know, I broke my right shoulder, and, you know, it took me 6 months to heal, and that's okay, and, you know, that's what happened. So that's the situation. Remember, it's an experience that you're experiencing, and you're divinely experiencing each experience without judgment.
And we have a question from Larry. He's wondering if when the ascension or the shift happens, if we can all be somehow connected up together on BBS and working with you to guide us through. So maybe you'd like to address that a little bit.
Well, I don't know when the ascension is going to take place. The light ship will probably never tell me. So all that I know is that since they project situations out, they wanted me to do these healings for like 2 years. And so we're already basically approaching 6 months over the two-year time. And so the initial process was for me to reach enough people on this planet to do the ascension process. They figured that if I healed a few people, then they would tell their friends, and their friends would tell more friends, and I would be in front of auditoriums or on the TV stations doing healings for everybody, talking about the ascension process. That was what they thought would happen. And unfortunately, it did not, so I'm still doing my work here. If any of you out there, you know, have a relative who maybe owns a TV station or something, or a radio station, and would like to, you know, talk them into having me come on, I'd love that. Or if you know somebody with really deep pockets, you know, who is into spirituality and would like to, you know more about what I'm doing, have them call me. I'd be very happy to go out and reach more people. I would really love to do free healings for everyone, but naturally, like yourselves, you know, I have to be able to live, and we have a lot of expenses doing this work. But aside from that, if any of you have or know somebody who is able, like Bill Gates or something like that, who would be able to connect with me, that'd be wonderful. I'd love to do healings all the time with people in auditoriums, you know, with thousands of people at once. That's what the Lightship is geared to do. So as far as on BBS, yeah, I'd love to do it on BBS. Why not?
Yeah. I thought it'd be nice to read a few of the testimonials that you've gotten from people that have done this emotional clearing, so that anyone who's maybe just finding out about this now for the first time could get some idea of the kinds of things that people have experienced. So I have one here that says, I received an emotional clearing of the years, which removed the charges held in the body from past traumas. I would wake up and not be able to sleep, thinking of past upsetting situations at times for hours. It's all cleared now, and now when I wake, I can easily go back to sleep in a few minutes. And here's another one, which is, I completed the clearing a couple months ago. I noticed a significant amount of fear and negativity have been removed, and I'm able to disconnect with procrastination and participate in the moment with activities that I enjoy. I'm happy with new personal projects in addition to running my busy restaurant. And there's one that says, I would like to share my recorded responses during my session. I felt 100 pounds lighter. I can breathe better, and it has lifted tons of stuff. My eyes are relaxed, and I heard my body say, wow, I haven't felt this good in years. Clouds of fog are lifting and going away. 20 years ago, I broke my right ankle. It has been turned out, and my foot is now straight, and I have a normal gait. The energy is flowing through my body. And one more, it says, I knew that I was numbed out and I had stress, and I've been trying to get it released. I just can't believe all the things that I must have blocked out. I feel much more energy, and it's real easy to walk now. It feels really good to walk. My legs feel stronger, and my back feels stronger. I saw pictures of my life incidents as they were being released. I realized that there was heaps of stuff. So those are some neat things that have been set in. And, you know, it's interesting how the emotional clearings can relate to the physical clearings or the physical healing or the ability of the body to actually start to physically heal or be able to hold on to a healing because that emotional stuff is gone. So, Ron, could you talk a little bit about the relationship between those two things?
Yes, the traumas that we are experiencing and also are laying dormant inside of us are blocking our energy. So if you go to any practitioner, what will normally happen is they're going to start working with you, and at some point during the process, they're going to say, oh, my healing that I'm doing is not working because you have a blockage here. And then they'll look for whatever way they do to try to release the block, whether it's this lifetime or a past life. And remember, there could be 100 of these past life scenarios. They may only be able to see one of them. And so what happens is this blocked energy then gets stored into the body, and the emotions also are going along for the ride if it came up and surfaced in this lifetime. And all this prevents the spirit from integrating into you more fully as these issues are brought forth. Remember, your physical body is bringing forth the issues to get cleared. Now, as a baby, a lot of these are strictly dormant. And then as you start moving around, then they start coming forward. And unfortunately, it's hard to see these scenarios happen to young children who really aren't conscious enough to do anything or know how to clear them. But this is the way the body organism works down here. That it's once it gets a little bit awakened and can move around, then sure enough, these issues start to come up. And then at that point, you want to be clear. But basically, the whole process is that these judgments, the emotionals, energies that you have stored in you will eventually kill you and causing blocked energy in your body so that your body organs cannot get the proper energy for healing through your spirit. So that's what happens. The emotions are the main thing that you want to get cleared out to allow your spirit to come into you for the divine healings. And like I said before, most people are only 20% in their body, and that's because the emotions are there causing the problems to begin with. These judgment energies are here, and they take away your healing along with entities.
You know, it seems like when Jesus walked the earth, he talked a lot about the subject of forgiveness, and it sounds a lot very similar to the idea of releasing judgment, just basically, you know, forgiving someone, letting go of whatever has happened, not for yourself, also forgiving yourself and other people and just letting go of it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's great. So the forgiveness energy that you're using, you know, when you finally come to terms with a situation, is you first resonate to the person that you believe caused the problem to you. And at that point, you're releasing the energies, or hopefully you're doing that. And then from there, it's the energy that's stored in you that brought the person to you, in a sense. You know, law of cause and effect, because your body will draw the energies to you through your spirit-soul contracts, which is what I take people out of, because those contracts normally are done on a spirit level and not done in the physical. So all of you may have had situations where you were unaware of a spiritual contract, a spiritual setup, which is a negative situation typically. I use the example of say, a woman goes into the grocery store and she puts her purse down on the counter and forgets it and walks out. And naturally, her purse gets stolen. And she beats herself up for doing that and says, I'm never going to do that again. Well, then somebody in your soul family says, you know, I need that lesson, too. I don't understand that. I want to experience that because I need to know about it so I can help my other physical body that I'm in understand this lesson. So you raise your hand up there as a spirit and say, oh, I lost my wallet 6 months ago. I can do that. You know, very simple. You know, so spirit to guide you to lose your wallet on a setup. You know, this is how it kind of works. And then at that point, you go, man, why did I do that? I thought I understood that I got to do this. I'm really cautious now, and I watch my purse all the time, but somehow I just didn't do it. I left it behind. And so it happens maybe five times, and you go, man, what's happening to me? And we've all had that experience. Well, that's your spiritual setup done by your soul family, helping other ones in your soul family understand a lesson. And so that's a negative aspect of what the dark side has done for you here, is to put you into the soul family to begin with, so that you have to experience with other like-minded people like yourself and not knowing the whole truth of the matter. So this is kind of how the setups work. So I take you out of that in one of my clearings so that you're able to use your spirit in a positive way and not doing it behind your back, so you don't get set up with these negative situations. And it's much easier to work with your spirit consciously than to have it work with you without knowing what's going on in your life.
So that's another thing that we can do, you know, besides your exercise of releasing judgment, is apply forgiveness. And also, you've talked a lot in the past about getting more in our bodies and the making that connection with our spirit and, you know, releasing entities. And that's something that we each should be doing with our, you know, ourselves every day, not just with you on the, you know, on the radio show or with you in private sessions. So maybe you can talk a little bit about how people could actually be doing that every day as an exercise.
Yeah, it's your responsibility to be in your body. It's no one else's. So you want to just release the entities out of you and call yourself back and get the fragments back that left. And the more you're in your body, the less entities can come into you. It's like a glass of water. When it's filled up, it's full. Well, when you look at the glass of water, who's there? Is it partly you and a bunch of other stuff, or is it, you know, is it the real you in that glass? So one quick way to get into your body, we'll do this exercise now for everyone. So what you can do is put your hands together in front of you, like you're doing a prayer, and have it in front of your heart center. And just move your hands apart, maybe about body width, and come in slowly until you feel that invisible ball tension. And it'll vary between probably maybe body width to maybe even a couple of inches. And this is not a mental exercise, so don't try to analyze it. Have your body tell you where the energy flow pattern is. And it's like compressing a spring, like this invisible beach ball between your hands. And you're going to feel the resistance there. And have your body do this for you. So, like I said, it's not a mental exercise. It's more of a feeling energy. And what we're going to do now, and you may want to write this down, which is, and maybe we can put it on the fast chat, and you can just click on it if you wish, underneath the light beam, it'll say BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that, and we'll have Sylvia type this in. So, thank you, Sylvia. I'm putting you on the spot here. So, the affirmation is, I now increase my life force energy. That is, I now increase my life force energy. Now, what you don't want to do is move your hands back and forth like you're fanning a fire. You know, you want to just keep them steady. So move your hands further apart now and go out about 6 inches more to a foot more than what they were initially where you felt that spring tension. And now say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And out loud is what you have to do because you're not working in the mental plane. Most people think in their thoughts all the time, but you have to say it out loud so every cell in your body hears this. This will open you up to your spirit energy. And so now that you feel that it's expanded, move your hands out further again and come in slowly and say, I now increase my life force energy. And then do it again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, we can do it all together. I now increase my life force energy. And come in again. I now increase my life force energy. And my hands are straight out alongside of me now. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There. Now, you should feel your body probably heating up. You might feel tingles in it. You're going to feel like you have a higher awakening consciousness. And you're going to just feel like you're really together, like something happened, something shifted to where you're more alert. And that's because by doing this, you're working in the now. Light only works in the now, so that's part of the affirmation, I now. That's commanding your truth, okay? Remember, all healings are a command. You don't say please. You don't say I wish. It's always a command. And that's your spirit commanding the energy to do its work for you. And just giving the information. I now increase my life force energy. So your spirit's coming fully present or more fully present in you and bringing in its life force to your whole body. And if you choose to do this 100 times, you're going to feel like you're probably floating off the chair, or if you're standing doing it, you're going to feel much lighter. If you do it 1,000 times, you're going to be really well off. I've had people say they've done it that many times. It took them a while, but they were so high they thought that they were going to be levitating. So you could try that yourself. I recommend doing this probably 5 times a day, and you can do it more than 5 times. There's no limit. But you have to say it out loud. So if you're at work and you're a little bit tired, just say it. Go into a bathroom, you know, or maybe out where you do a break and just say it. Do it at least 10 times, and you're going to feel your hands moving apart. And once you train your body for about a week, maybe doing it 25, 30 times for a week, then at that point you're going to feel that you don't need to say it out loud, and you can just move your hands, and within about a half a second you'll be fully charged up. So you have to train your body first. And so this is a good way to do some healing on yourself, to get into your body. And if you're driving your car and you get tired some night, you know, maybe you have to go another 5 miles and you're almost falling asleep, just say this thing out loud and your spirit will come back into your body and you'll be charged up and maybe, you know, maybe able to drive an extra half an hour. So this is a very good thing to do. I recommend doing this for everybody who does like massage work, body work. When you charge up this high, maybe you might want to do it maybe 30 times before you see a client. At that point, you will not take on anybody's energy because the energy pool around you from the divine is so strong with your spirit there, it will tend to ward off entities and attachments, cordings from other people. If you did massage work, anybody out there, they can definitely relate to how they work on some people, and all of a sudden the person leaves smiling and they're very happy because they got their aches and pains released, and they leave your office door and you sit down and you crash and you're full of all their pain. Well, that's the reason, because you weren't charged up enough. So this is the most important thing you can do to get into your body and to have this extra energy around you.
We have a question from Kyle, and he's wondering if a good affirmation would be, I command my spirit to be 100% in my body.
Yeah, that's a very good affirmation. But you have to get rid of the entities first a lot of times. So you want to get rid of the entities out. Remember, you can only put in as much as they're not there. So it's a two-part process. One is clearing out the entities, which your spirit can help you do by commanding them out of your body. And then the next thing is you command your spirit into you, but it must be healed first. Remember, it's not going to come back because it's been here, done that. And so, in a sense, you're healing it so that it can come back to help you. And this is a great thing to do.
Well,
You can give that a try, Kyle. It will definitely work to some extent, yes. But it's not a simple process. But yeah, in concept, that's the way it is. But the dark side here, it's a little hard to do that, but it will definitely help and work, yes.
And as you do clearings, I've found that it's so much easier to just get in your body. It just comes. It's like not a big deal anymore. So keep working on it. And once again, we are at just about the very end of the show.
Boy, time flies, man. So, yeah, we got about 3 minutes maybe.
We could bring in a divine energy to leave people with, for sure, tonight, for some additional healing.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to charge up the divine light beam right now, and we'll bring her energy into your room. So you can watch the photograph here, this beautiful light beam. And she's being charged up now. We do conference calls on a phone line out of New York. And it's for 1 hour healing Mondays and Fridays. It's $20. Very, very, very affordable for everybody. And you're transported out of time to the creation light ship. And then you request your healings. And these light beings work with you. And there's all different types. There's dolphins, there's whales, there's orbs. You know, there's humanoids like us. And they're all there to help us with the ascension process. And they're taking on their bodies that they choose to manifest in their next incarnation after the universal shift. So, I guess I'll be signing off here. You can sign off too, I guess, Sylvia. If you want to add something, if you want to contact me with an email, just go right ahead. Just go underneath the light beam on your screen, healing@creationlightship.com. And phone number is there too, I believe. So, I'll just say blessings to all of you as I'm signing off here.
And I'll just add that I know there's questions that we weren't able to get to tonight on the fast chat, but we'll pick those up again on Friday when we continue our discussion. Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific, we'll be talking again about ascension and some of the ways that you can help to get kind of disconnected from the the dark side type energies that are kind of on the planet, and continue to do more preparations for yourself for the ascension. And then also Saturday at 9 p.m. we'll have a wonderful show talking about the happy or good side of after the ascension, what we have to look forward to, and we'll have a ship healing on that show as well. So until then, much love to everyone, and enjoy this beautiful light being on the screen for additional healing. And much love and good night.
Okay, so we'll see you later. And blessings to all of you.
You said that you were mine, but you